Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. Yeah, the show is raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allyn Root is your host with the most, and he'll be here in exactly 60 minutes. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. Not always that easy to spell, so let me give it to you. It's LeeElsie.com. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. And you can always join our Facebook page, Voice of Freedom, Lee Elsie, on Facebook, and be part of an ever-growing community of like-minded patriots. Where do we begin? I spent some of the day today watching some of the United States senators talk about Afghanistan with Blinken. And what's still remarkable to me, in cases where it's clear-cut, right? In cases where there is no question that there is somebody at fault, still, even then, it's politics as usual. The Democrats protect, and the Republicans, in this case, rightfully attack. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. It's just the same old, same old. It's very frustrating. Politics 101, politics as usual. But you cannot be of sound mind and or body if you don't think that the withdrawal from Afghanistan was a complete disaster. I mean, just can't. There's no way to spin it, no way to figure it out, nothing. All right, I want to play some audio in a second, but before I get there, I just got to empty out here. Our White House is being run by idiots. Our military, and this is the first time I've taken this position, but our military is run by, well, a bunch of paper-pushing bureaucrats. Our American citizens are being bullied into getting shots that either they don't need or don't want. The press, as you know, is in bed with the White House as well. They refuse, won't print truth, they'll bend truth to suit a narrative. Our allies that we once could count on have turned their back on us. They saw us cut and run in Afghanistan, and they essentially have said, we don't want to do business with those guys. The country, the bedrock, the foundation, the people of the United States of America are at each other's throats over masks and critical race theory and a second version of the national anthem. The national anthem needs a second version? Gas prices, oil prices, food prices are all out of control. Our economy is in the toilet, ladies and gentlemen. If you're white, automatically you've got to be a racist. And all the while, anything that goes off the rails, the president of the United States blames the former president, Donald Trump. Amazing. That's where we are in this country. Scary. We're in a delicate situation. This experiment of the United States of America has never been done before. We don't know what the estimated length of our being is. I mean, maybe we've reached it. Maybe this is the beginning of the end, the fall of the quote-unquote Roman Empire. Maybe we've gone as far as the republic or democracy will allow us to go. It's very possible that we've reached the end. We just can't help but cannibalize each other, whether it's because of politics or personal preferences or points of view. It feels like we've gotten here. So anyway, that's part one of what I want to talk about. Part two is even more sinister. Part two has to do with the COVID vaccine and the mandates and all of that. One of my favorite news reporters, somebody that I actually trust, was on Fox News recently with a commentary about OSHA and Biden and their connection. I want you to listen into this.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, was established in the 1970s to improve places and establish standards to prevent industrial accidents. But starting this summer, the Biden administration gave OSHA a new role. Joe Biden told OSHA to start hiding information from the public to promote the COVID vaccine. Until this summer, OSHA required employers to retain records of any worker who suffered a serious side effect from the vaccine. Then in June, OSHA's guidance suddenly changed to this, quote, OSHA will not enforce federal recording requirements that require any employers to record worker side effects from COVID-19 vaccination. That was a major change, especially since we're still learning so much about these vaccines and their possible side effects. Just hours ago, for example, the Telegraph in Britain reported that, quote, teenage boys are 6 times more likely to suffer from heart problems from the vaccine than be hospitalized from COVID-19. And in Israel, where more than 80% of adults are vaccinated, COVID cases are spiking. Israel now has one of the world's highest daily infection rates. So what explains that? In his remarks to the nation, Joe Biden didn't answer that. Instead, he put OSHA, the same agency that's been hiding evidence of vaccine side effects, in charge of forcing millions of Americans to take the COVID vaccine. Joe Biden didn't even bother to ask Congress. He said the new mandate is justified because COVID is a, quote, emergency. Then he walked away without taking questions once again. But let's look at the facts. On average, more than 98% of COVID-19 patients in the United States survive. That number is well over 99% for every age group, except for the very elderly, whether they're vaccinated or not.
There's so much there. There's so much for us to get into. One is the idea that the President of the United States would go out of his way to coordinate with OSHA a narrative about the COVID vaccine and side effects that's based completely in lies. Why would he do that? Why would anybody do that? Why would your doctor do that? I'm just asking the question from somebody who's not a doctor, not an infectious disease doctor. You know, we're finding out that there are side effects. There are people who are being harmed by this. There are numbers, depending upon what website you look at, where people actually are taking this jab and winding up in a whole world of hurt. Now, according to the VAERS website, 21% of folks who had a reaction to the vaccine died because of some kind of cardiac disorder. 54% of those who died were male. 42% were female. The average age of death was 72.9. As of September 3rd, 3,558 pregnant women reported adverse effects to the COVID vaccine, including 1,042 reports of miscarriages or premature births. Of the 2,743 cases of Bell's palsy reported, 50% were attributed to the Pfizer vaccination, 43% to Moderna, 7% to J&J. 507 reports of Guillain-Barré syndrome, with 39 cases being attributed to Pfizer, 33 to Moderna, 27 to J&J. Almost 150,000 cases of anaphylaxis. Over 9,000 reports of blood clotting disorders. 2,362 cases of myocarditis attributed to the Pfizer vaccine. I mean, I guess you could say this is all bogus information, but it seems like it's on the up and up and true, and shouldn't folks at least know it or be aware of it? And again, I go back to the idea that if you ask any doctor, and I'm not trying to start a war with doctors, but if you ask your doctor, they will push you with both hands into getting the shot. That is concerning. That is very, very concerning. So the question is why? What is it? What's going on? Is it financial? Is it peer pressure? I mean, what is it? What's driving the narrative here to make everyone feel as though they need to go out and get a shot? I've taken the position, if you can prove to me that me not having the vaccine can injure you who has had the vaccine in any way, shape, or form, if I'm a danger to you because I have decided not to get this vaccine at this point in time, maybe my mind will change, am I a danger to you and society? And I've yet to have anybody who comes forward with real legit information that would sway me on that. I saw an interesting tweet. I got to share it with you. So the protected need to be protected from the unprotected by forcing the unprotected to use the protection that didn't protect the protected. Does that make any sense to you? Doesn't make any sense to me either. And not to sound like a broken record, but even if Trump were president, I wouldn't have gotten the vaccine. I just don't feel it, right? There's something about it, I don't feel it. But the idea, again, that they are giving me the hard charging car salesman approach to this, and now, in fact, now when it hasn't worked, that car salesman will give you this. You'll get this, this, and this, along with a free this. No, I don't want that. But now when enough people are saying, nope, not doing it, now Biden is going to try to hit you with a sledgehammer by saying, you will do it. If you don't do it, I'll go after your business. I'll go after your employer. I'll make them make you get a shot. What does that tell you? When we're producing all of this information, which throws shade and suspect on these vaccines, for them to continue and double down on it, what does that tell? I'm trying to figure out, what does that mean to all of us? What are they trying to do? Is it power? Is it control? Are they intentionally trying to hit you with a jab that'll make you sick 2, 3, 10 years down the road? I don't know. I just don't know. All right, music is playing. I got to take a quick break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Wayne on the Roof with Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Energize Health. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months. And gain 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it, go to energizehealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free or cuts the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. Go now to energizehealth.com, 888-444-8895, energizehealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this show, Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collects and uses your private information without your knowledge. They're checking out your internet history. Can you imagine everywhere you've ever gone? You don't want your internet history being out there shown to anybody or held by anybody. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or family, three different plans to meet your needs, starting at only $6.95 a month, meaning $6.95. That's it. And use code WAR, and you get 3 months free. So you don't even pay the $6.95 for 3 months. And then you pay $6.95. It's all at Patriot VPN. That's patriotvpn.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, leeelsie.com. Check it out for yourself. So I don't normally play audio from this guy. I actually interviewed him a long time ago. The interview was about 3.5 minutes long. He didn't like me, and at the time I didn't like him. But I feel like he is beginning to come around a little bit, at least sort of being a little bit more fair. Now, I know Wayne was actually on his show, but I want to play you 60 seconds of Bill Maher talking about the black national anthem.
I mean, to me, when people say to me sometimes, like, boy, you know, you go after the left a lot these days. Why? I'm like, because you're embarrassing me. That's why I'm going after the left in a way you never did before. Because you're inverting things that I'm not going to give up on being liberal. This is what these teachers are talking about, that you're taking children and making them hyper aware of race in a way they wouldn't otherwise be. I mean, I saw last night on the football game, Alicia Keys sang Lift Every Voice and Sing, which now I hear is called the Black National Anthem. Now, maybe we should get rid of our national anthem, but I think we should have one national anthem. I think when you go down a road where you're having two different national anthems, colleges sometimes now have, many of them have different graduation ceremonies for black and white, separate dorms. This is what I mean, segregation. You've inverted the idea. We're going back to that under a different name.
Listen, he is so right, so spot on, that it's scary. Think about the idea that in colleges across the country, there are black dorms, there are white dorms. Or there are black dorms and then there are multiracial dorms. Think about that. I believe where I am here in Connecticut, UConn was one of the first to do this. If I were to tell you this 20 years ago, you would have called me a lunatic racist, saying, well, that's impossible that that would happen. Why would we allow that to happen? Yet we have. And he makes a great point. And as far as the national anthem goes, I've said this over and over and over again. I believe we should play the national anthem at the beginning of sporting events. I thought that once the, you know, Colin Kaepernick taking a knee and all the NFL football players doing it, I thought we were going to phase the national anthem out. I didn't want to see that, but I thought it was coming. It hasn't. Instead, something worse has happened. We have now decided to go with two national anthems, the national anthem and the black national anthem. So, by definition, if you're playing a national anthem, which is supposed to represent the entire country, you play a national anthem that is for all of us. Not one specifically with a racial undertone charged for the blacks and the other one charged for the Hispanics and a new one charged for the Asian folks who are here in this country. I mean, when will it end? How, you know, how are we supposed to become more unified as a nation when we're playing two national anthems? This bumbling moron in the White House talked about being the president of unity. Remember that speech at the beginning? How he was going to unify America? And has done everything since the onset, or his onset, to break us down and break us apart. And this is just another layer of that. The idea that there are two national anthems. And if I were to say this, like on my own, without this being a news story. Like if I were to say, we should have multiple national anthems. I would be labeled a racist. Right? But because it's the folks of color who are pushing this, it's okay. But if I were to say, you know what? I guess the black folks aren't really part of our country, so let's let them have their own national anthem. And then, of course, we'll have our national anthem, which is the actual national anthem of the country. But, you know, folks of color can have theirs, and then, like I said, Asians can have theirs, and other folks can have theirs, gays can have theirs, and straight folks can have theirs, and wherever you are from, Germans can have theirs, whatever it is. We'll just make sure that we split ourselves up as much as possible. If I were to say that, I'd be thrown off the air. I would. I'd be labeled a racist, but because, you know, it's pushed by the ultra-progressives and the ultra-progressive elite and folks of color, then I guess it's okay. All right, I got to take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is getting grilled by Republicans on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We had every reason to believe and to plan for the rapid collapse of the Afghan military and the Afghan government. We had a really bad status quo.
In a Senate hearing, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio asking Secretary of State Anthony Blinken why no one saw how quickly the Taliban would take control of the country. Americans aren't taking home as much money as they were before. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau, which says the real medium income last year was just over $67,500. That's an almost 3% drop from 2019, when the average income was almost 70 grand. Meantime, those over 65 are seeing the biggest drop in their income. Their decrease came at 3.3%. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie, and one of our favorite... Foundation. He's a speaker. He goes across the country. He teaches classes. He's 30-plus years military excellence. And he actually was at the Pentagon September 11, 2001. And his story about 9/11 is really incredible. Now, we don't have time for him to tell it all over again, but suffice to say, it was pretty amazing to know that he was in the Pentagon when it was hit by that plane. Now, that being said, I wanted to take this in a different direction, Stephen. Today, I'm 55 years old. I was born in 1966. And in 5 years, the people who are born in 2025 will be as far removed from 9/11 as I was removed from Pearl Harbor. And growing up, I had no connection with Pearl Harbor. I don't think it made me unpatriotic. And my life growing up, sadly, I didn't really connect to Pearl Harbor, whether that was the fault of educators, me, society, community, whatever. I can see and feel that kind of disconnect happening. Do you feel the same way?
Absolutely. I was born 10 years earlier than you, right? I was born in 1955. So I was only 10 years away from the end of World War II. All of the shows, all of the movies, I mean, everything was connected to World War II. So it wasn't as big a reach as it might have been for you to remember. Obviously I wasn't there for Pearl Harbor, but my parents had been, my dad, all of my uncles fought in World War II. One of them died on Iwo Jima. For me, it was more real, but you realize just 5 to 10 years difference of, ongoing life, that stuff gets pushed further and further back in memory. I don't want us to turn it into an idol, but 9/11 was a pretty darn significant day for this nation and for the people who live here. And while things are always eventually going to fade into the past, Lee, I think we have a responsibility to teach correctly and well what happened, what the issues were, have a discussion, because people do have different opinions on it, but to react reflexively in either direction doesn't do a service to the events that happened or the people who lost their lives. The truth is always the best way to do it. The truth requires debate. And I'm okay with debate. I know what happened. I was there. I still get people. I was just looking at a thing on LinkedIn where somebody said, yeah, but a plane really hit the office that was investigating some loss of money. And, that's really what was going on. No, it wasn't. It was terrorists who wanted to do something terrible to our country, who were successful in doing something terrible, and we need to have a discussion as to why they were motivated to do that, and then what our nation did as a result of it. That's a worthwhile discussion, and it's one that should go on.
For me, the simplest explanation is not only usually the right one, but it's the one that is easiest to digest. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. There's too many moving parts. For me, there's way too many moving parts to pull this thing off. So September 11, 2001 was a terrorist act.
Yeah, I remember, gosh, it was almost a year ago, I had a discussion with some folks, and they said, the world, the towers, that could have never happened. There's 2,000 engineers that have all signed a paper that said there's no way that an airplane hitting those two buildings would have caused that to happen. And I asked the guy, I looked at him, I said, okay, it's 2,000 engineers. How many engineers do you think there are in America? I mean, there's hundreds of thousands, right, of engineers in this country. So 2,000 of them came up with are endorsing a theory. All the other thousands and thousands of them are not. So what does that mean? Okay, it's a data point. Look into it. But does it mean you accept that completely? We have too many people in our country, Lee, all over the political spectrum, that wait until they hear an answer they like. And then they accept it, and they become blind to any other evidence, any other facts. And that's wrong. That's not wisdom. You know, if you come to a conclusion, don't close your mind. Keep looking. Listen to other opinions. It might change your mind. And if not, you at least have been intellectually honest and have done that deeper dive into it. But I can tell you, I picked up pieces of the airplane. And curiously, the path that airplane took is kind of the most direct route from Dulles Airport over the ridge that the Marine Corps barracks at Henderson Hall sits on, and then right into that side of the Pentagon. If they had wanted to, if they'd been better pilots, maybe they could have looped around and come into the other side of the Pentagon where I was sitting in Secretary Rumsfeld's office. But you would have had to be a pretty good pilot, because big jet airplanes like that, they don't turn on a dime.
Right.
It's a lot easier to keep them going relatively straight than it is to make some quick maneuver to hit a specific target. So, you know, all those people that talk about that stuff, it's kind of curious that office then that they wanted to get happened to be the one on a direct line from where the airplane took off. It was terrorism, I have to tell you.
Since you were the only one of the two of us that were there, I'll take your word for it. All right, one other 9/11 issue. There was a Washington State High School, I guess. They were going to pay a football tribute to 9/11, but it was called off because it was deemed offensive. Can you believe that?
I don't know. You could take this kind of stuff to all sorts of ridiculous directions. I'm sorry, you know, how is it racially insensitive? I mean, if they got up there and were saying bad things about everybody of Muslim persuasion or Arab descent, okay, that's a little inappropriate. It's supposed to be a thing to honor the people who died, not to vilify the people who did the act. Strangely enough, they actually did the act, and you know, mentioning that as a fact should not be racially offensive to people. It's a fact. That's who did it. But, you know, when you make everything about the sensitivity, you're not really going to do anything ever.
Right.
Because you're always going to offend somebody. You should be sensitive to people, but they should be able to flex a little too. So this kind of thing, I'm guessing if you look at the heart of that, Lee, there's somebody there, a decision maker, maybe the principal of the school, people on the school board, who really have a hard time with anything American,
right,
patriotic.
Agreed.
And it's more about that than it was trying to be racially sensitive. I don't know that for a fact. That's a guess on my part. But I think I'd be willing to put at least some money on it,
right,
and I'm right.
All right, let's change directions. Trump, in a Fox News interview, says that China and Russia will benefit the most from us leaving all that equipment behind. True or false?
It could be. You know, China, definitely. We know they're already approaching the Afghans, looking for information. I'm guessing Iran is going to benefit somewhat. Iran has a lot of American equipment, obviously much older versions. They would probably love to get their hands on some of that stuff. Other terrorist groups as well. Russia, I'm not sure they're going to benefit that much. I don't think there's too much there that's highly classified that the Russians probably haven't already figured out. But they'll at least like to sniff around,
right,
just to make sure that what they know is accurate. The Russians don't have a lot of friends among the Afghans either. So I'm not sure that that's accurate on the Russians. But the Chinese and the Iranians, yeah, I'll bet they'll be in there pretty hot and heavy.
All right, answer me this. Biden removes the U.S. missiles from Saudi Arabia in an Obama-like move to appease Iran. Is that what's going on? And can he do that? Did he do that? How many missiles are we talking about?
You know, I just saw a quick hit on that. I don't have the facts on it. It makes sense because, like the Obama administration, the Biden administration has somehow made a decision that Iran would be a better friend to us than the Saudis. So they're going to do things to try and appease the Iranians. And the best way to do that is to put a sharp stick in the eye of their biggest rival for leadership in the Muslim world, which is Saudi Arabia. We've got, to my knowledge, the missiles we've got in Saudi Arabia are anti-missile missiles, Patriots, things like that, that are protective in nature. And I think pulling those out is a big mistake because we're basically saying to a good ally, you may not like the Saudis, but they have been a pretty good ally to us throughout this effort, 9/11, that, oh, we don't care about you anymore. We're going to pull these out. Some of it, though, is protecting American installations there. The Saudis buy stuff. We don't give them things. So when they buy it and we've already delivered it, we don't really get to take it away from them. So I need to look into that story a little more and see what the facts are.
Gotcha. All right, Stephen, the music is playing. That means I got to go. As always, thank you very much, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. My name is Lee Elsie. I'll be right back. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Axergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Axergen.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Sean and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months. And gain 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizeHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to EnergizeHealth.com, 888-444-8895, EnergizeHealth.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Raw and unfiltered. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. How is it possible? How is it possible that the President of the United States can get in front of America and essentially mandate Americans that you must get vaccinated? He said he's going to put pressure on big organizations, big companies, states, governors in general, saying that he would go after governors who would not implement his mandates on vaccines. He's on record saying he would do all of these things. He would go after your individual liberties and freedoms. Yet, all of the things that I'm talking about, all of the things that matter to you, your personal freedom, the idea that someone comes rolling along and forces you to roll up your sleeves and take a shot, which is against every single ideal that has built this great nation. This president who said, and again is on record saying that, he is going to try to force you into a vaccine. He has said, or his administration has now said, that apparently people who work in his office, the White House officials, including the United States Postal Service, people who work for Congress, people who work in Congress, they do not have to roll up their sleeves. They do not have to get that shot. That mandate doesn't apply to them. White House officials tell UPS workers, they are not included in President Biden's vaccine requirement. But we strongly encourage them to comply with these standards. So do as I say, but don't do as I do. Now, among all the things that we should be concerned about, and there are a lot when it comes to this vaccine, don't you think that's one of them? Doesn't that pop out to the front of the line? That, yeah, I want you all to get the vaccine, but now the people in Congress, they don't have to get one. They're, you know, their staffers, they don't have to get one. And all the folks who work for the United States Postal Service, and there are hundreds of thousands of people who work for the United States Postal Service. In fact, I think it's 600,000 of them do not have to get a shot. Now, you tell me. I'm waiting. I'll wait here patiently. You tell me how that's okay. Explain it to me. I would like to know. Now, he's catching a lot of heat now for this and a lot of pressure. So maybe they'll waffle on this and buckle. But just the very thought that you will do what I say, otherwise you will pay a substantial price. You'll lose your job, fine you. There are other things that we can do to attack you. If you don't get this shot in your arm, we're going to go after you. However, members of Congress, their aides, they're exempt. Put that together. 2 plus 2 on that one doesn't equal 4. Now, I'm not saying that there's a conspiracy theory behind it necessarily where they're going to jab Americans and they're purposely going to die. I've never said that. I've never said that. But when you're the ruling class, you're part of the elite, and you say you must do something, you would at least think that they would too be part of that. Right? They would be forced to roll up their sleeves, but no, they're not. It's the exact opposite. They're being let off the hook. You're supposed to get it. I'm supposed to get it. But the members of Congress, their staff, their aides, nah. No, they don't have to get it. Now, nothing screams conspiracy more than that. Nothing. Right? Nothing. And I'm not trying to scare you on this next layer of this same topic, but the reaction from state governors made it clear that there are certain lines that will not be crossed in certain states. Like certain governors are not going to comply to these orders. Now, what happens? What happens if Joe Biden really begins to try to twist the knife in the back of some of these governors and really go after them? What happens? Are we going to find ourselves smack dab in the middle of a civil war? What will happen to you? What happens at your job if your boss is mandated because he has 100 employees to say, listen, John, you got to get a shot. There's nothing I can do with it about it. I was going to let you slide, but it looks like my hands are literally tied. What are you going to do? Now, I'm not asking you whether or not you're going to get the shot or not. That's, you know, that's a personal choice. I'm just talking about from a perspective of your individual freedoms. How will that make you feel if the governing body is saying, you know, your life is going to be turned upside down? I'm actually going to take away your livelihood unless you get a shot. Oh, it's for the greater good. Are you sure? Are we positive about that? Follow the science. Really? Are we sure 1,000% that what you're sticking in people's arms is actually working? Because we already know now a third booster shot is necessary and probably a fourth. And we all have kind of come to the realization that it's going to be similar to a flu shot down the road, right? So you're going to have to get a flu shot every year. You get a flu shot every year. Now you're going to get the COVID shot every year. That's not what they said in the beginning. Not what they said in the beginning. That's for sure. All right, listen, I am done. I'm out of time. Wayne Allen Root has arrived. He is here. He is in the building, and he is up next. Don't you move. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.